Well, good evening. So glad you could join us. It is Spin on Golf here on a Sunday night. The whole gang's here. We have a special guest coming up in a few, too. So that's cool. That's a secret, though. Shh. You're going to have to wait till about 6:30 for that.
6:15, I think, no? Or 6:30?
Whatever you want to do.
No, whatever.
I don't care.
Right. Rieger. Rieger said 6:32 here.
Oh, the boss told us 6:30.
Brian Harman. Congratulations.
Lefty.
Is that awesome?
Golfer of the world.
Is that awesome?
The Georgia Bulldog.
That's so cool. Just a great story, and it goes to show you, I mean, this is a guy who, I don't want to use the term struggle. Anybody on the tour, you don't struggle, but kind of a nondescript career so far. Is that the best way to say it?
I don't know. I don't know if you guys have any stats up, but I heard today he had something like 50 top 10s career. I think
guy's a human
he had
machine.
He had like two or three or four second place finishes, one or two in a major. Actually, I think he finished second to Koepka 1 year. I don't know, in the PGA, I'm assuming. But
yeah,
I mean,
the guy's
made a lot of money and he's done well. He's just been, I don't want to call him a journeyman. He's always been good. Georgia Bulldog. I hate when they said when he won, they're like, he's the smallest man to ever win the Open Championship. I'm like, what the heck does it matter?
How do you know how tall Bobby Locke
was? He just kicked everybody's butt, right?
Yeah, he tied two in 2017 at the U.S. Open. Best finish at the PGA, T13. Best finish at the Masters, T12. And, of course, today he is the Open champion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great to watch because he had that outstanding day. And he just, every time somebody got within like a few strokes, he always found a way to make
well,
a shot.
Well, did anybody get in for a few strokes?
I think it cut, what, they cut it to four a couple times.
It was
times.
Four.
And then it just like, it always seemed like he'd pick one up. And we were talking about it. Jordan, an incredible stat. I don't know if you guys saw this.
The putts?
Yes.
Well, I know it's 44 for 44 at one point, but
59,
he had to be.
59.
58 of 59.
Yeah.
Inside 10.
I was nervous for him. I was nervous for him on number three. He bogeyed two. I watched about the first seven, eight, nine holes. Do you guys watch?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and then he had that one where he was just in like that foot and a half of wet hay on the right side of the green on three. I'm like, oh, I could go right underneath this. He might hit it long. And he hit it like 6 feet past and boom. And I'm like, that's cool.
31 million career earnings. He's
31's good.
31 million's good. Good number. He's six in the FedEx and he's 26 in the official fake world rankings.
Does 31 include today?
I don't think so. No.
What's he make today?
Three, didn't he?
Three. Yeah,
3 million.
I think it does because
600 FedEx points.
He went up to 8 million.
Yeah.
This year's earnings.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, it goes to show you A, how hard the tour is, and B, how hard it is to win on the tour. Because, like I said, it's just. He's had a nondescript career. I mean, when you look deeper and you see the money and everything, obviously, but in terms of like being a quote unquote name out there, it's everything changes.
Well,
when
let me ask you, have you heard of him before?
Yes, I did.
Have you heard of him, Kim? No. Dave? Okay. All right. Just checking.
Yeah. He's
been around.
It's amazing.
You know him now.
it's amazing how it works out. I thought that John Rahm was going to put a scare into him after the 63 yesterday.
I can't see guys backing up 63s with like 64s or five. I mean, it's
impossible.
I mean, I love to see him shoot that low, but it was almost better if he would have shot 68 or 7 yesterday and then rip into a 63.
Follow up with a couple of 66s or something. Yeah.
He played good though.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, he was like, what? He was struggling to make the cut.
He made the cut. He had a good back nine.
He had a good back nine. He had a good back nine to sneak in. I don't say sneak in, but.
Yeah, no. And after he shot 74 in the opening round.
Well, he was cut line-ish for 2 hours there. And then he made a couple birdies in the back, like BC said. And I think he bogeyed one hole coming in. I think he bogeyed the last hole the second day.
But made bogeys last hole.
Big tie for second, though.
That was a lot of money.
Six or six guys, maybe?
One, two, three, four. Four.
Rahm, yeah. Day, Straka, and Tommy. I haven't had a very good year, Kim.
Tommy, what a very interesting story.
Wow.
Apparently level one tear in his ankle that he suffered right before this. Struggled through, like, the, let's see, He's 21 years old, comes in second, becomes the youngest finisher runner-up. The last one was Seve in 1976. At 21 years old, the youngest runner-up finisher.
And Justin Rose, huh?
21.
He finished, that's pretty incredible. Look at his start today. Bogey, bogey. Then he reeled off birdie, eagle, birdie, birdie, birdie. Yeah, he had a good day today, 67.
What about the local kid?
That was pretty cool.
That was a pretty cool story.
And he birdies 18.
Yeah.
To really.
Didn't he finish, was he top 10 or no?
Yes. Tied for 10th. Jordan.
Good for him.
Yeah. Yep.
That was a real good feel good story.
Yeah.
Interesting. You guys were talking about that four place tie. How about this? All picked up a cool 1.084 mil.
1.084 for second.
Yeah.
Tie. Second.
Yeah. And of course, Straka. BC's boy Rory. 71, 70, 69, 68.
Just can't show up and make
putts. But by the way, we nominated him for you for Punk of the Week last week.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can nominate him every week. This week I got a bad one. Golf publication this week, they called the winner a dud. Golf Digest called this winner a dud.
Hey, can I
ask? Today?
Yeah, Golf Digest, a dud.
That is bad.
Absolute.
That's
POS. POS Golf Digest. I hope you're listening.
POS or POW?
Yes. Yes. Oh. That was whoever was on the board.
Well, we went quick to that nomination.
Can I ask you guys about JT? What's going on?
Obviously nothing.
Yeah. I mean, like, are you guys seeing anything? I mean, this looked like a guy not that long ago that was on the cusp of, greatness.
Hey, one guy comes in. One guy goes out.
Yep.
Ricky's back in. One guy's got to go out.
That's amazing how it works.
Part of the whole the way it works. Spring break thing, isn't it?
Somebody dies. Somebody's born.
You tag him in. You're in. You're out.
When did he get married?
Oh boy.
When did he get married?
Now I'm going to look.
Every
now I'm
golfer's
now
demise,
I'm going to look that up. BC.
Every golfer's demise starts at home. I'm not going to say that's where it is, but if things are not happy in your life, I mean, how does that guy shoot 82? I mean, come on. There's no way.
I don't know.
Now I got to look it up. Now I got to look it up.
What about Christo Laprec?
What a
the
start.
Amateur.
What a start. Then he
6 foot eight.
79.
Oh, he was everywhere in the second round in the front nine. I mean, everywhere. He was in like four grandstands in the first two holes.
Good driver looks like a toothpick in his hand.
But hey, another Georgia guy.
November of 22, by the way, to answer your question, BC. JT
so he's
got
been
married.
A year and a half, right?
Yeah. 9 months, whatever that is.
Oh,
8 months.
Oh, this past year.
Yeah, November of 22. November of 22.
He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Don't worry.
Okay, probably.
You don't worry about, say, David Duval?
No.
Oh, No. No, Duval.
That was vertigo.
It was vertigo, then he didn't adjust his mechanics. Based on that, yeah. His dad will not let him go astray, I guarantee
you.
No,
he'll be fine.
Yep.
All right.
Just not his time right now.
Well, congratulations to Brian Harman. Great story. 36-year-old from Savannah, Georgia. Name in the record books forever as your champion of the Open 2023.
Champion golfer of the year.
Champion golfer, absolutely.
And the winner of the gold medal.
Yes.
Very special.
We got a lot of stuff to do. I was up in Midland the other day. I was up there on Tuesday.
Yeah,
so great happenings up there. I know Mike's had his eye on that. As we mentioned, we have a special guest coming up as well. Don't go anywhere. It's Spin on Golf on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. Welcome back in. So glad you can join us here on a Sunday night. It is indeed Spin on Golf. And yeah, we're going to jump this a little bit earlier because our special guest was here and we appreciate her coming out. I think her name will be familiar to anybody who follows the great game of hockey. I don't want to make her blush, but I think everybody knows her name and how she's helped out so many people in regards to power skating for so many years. But she's also doing a pretty cool event out here at Salem Hills on Friday. Let's welcome her in. Kim Muir, kindly joining us here on Spin on Golf. Kim, it's nice to see you again. In a past life, we've crossed paths a few times at the beautiful USA Hockey Arena. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for having me, Sean.
So tell us about this event. This is such a cool event, and you know, it ties together, obviously, two things that I love. But tell us about Can't Skate, Can't Play.
Well, Can't Skate, Can't Play is a company that teaches hockey players how to skate better, all aspects of the game. But the charity event for this golf outing is most of my customers that play hockey also play golf, so might as well tie it in this way.
How about that, right?
Yeah.
And Kim's a golfer.
It's amazing how that works out. Pretty big day coming up here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the event at Salem Hills Golf Club.
Yes. So, it's inspired by my son, who is autistic, and the journey that I've had with him going to PTOT, speech and language, all the good stuff that goes with having a special needs child. Throughout the years of doing different type of therapies, one of the things I'm blessed with is the time and the money from the business, I guess, that I can make my own hours, pick and choose almost my customers. So I'm available to take him to all the therapies that he needed to go to or be part of, right? A lot of parents don't have the financial resources, don't have the time. And I'm hoping I can be that platform for any child who wants to. It doesn't necessarily have to be hockey, but if they don't play hockey, but they would like to try it, we'll get them equipment. We'll get them some kind of training service. Whether it's on the ice or we'll get them on a skating treadmill, whatever it takes for them to have a positive experience. So this year, my son was on the JV high school team for Canton High School. When he scored his very first goal, and it wasn't like it was set up for Vinny to score a goal. It was a legit goal. You would have thought it was like double overtime, Stanley Cup, game-winning goal. And that happened January 29th. From that moment, I knew that I needed to do something and take the platform and, you know, maybe be the leader of this maybe genre and take the form of there needs to be something for unique children like mine, maybe to educate parents, educate just everybody about what they're capable of doing. But at the end of the day, we all want to feel like we're part of something. And right.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
Yeah.
Pretty special. I mean, you know, obviously autism, Down syndrome, the blind, the deaf. I mean, you've included everybody, which is pretty cool, right? I mean,
yes.
And I just think it's so cool. And like I said, any way I can be involved in the future, just count me in.
For sure.
Once again, Kim Muir kindly joining us. It's the Can't Skate, Can't Play for Special Needs Children inaugural charity golf outing. It is this Friday, July 28th at the Salem Hills Golf Club. 9 a.m. shotgun, $150 per person. What a great deal. It includes 18 holes, lunch, dinner, drinks, prizes, and raffle. And this is something, obviously, it tis the season, right? Everybody loves an outing. And boy, this is just such a great idea. One that, quite frankly, is probably overdue.
Way overdue. I should have done something a long time ago. My staff and I have been asked to help out.
Well, you're not very busy, are you? You might be the only busier person than me.
Yeah, I know. In the midst of this whole thing, we're doing 56 hours a week on the ice, teaching hockey players to be better skaters, right? And we're fitting this charity outing in as well. But
that's crazy. You know,
yeah. But we have lots of great donors that have, like Jordan himself, and who have given their time, given their experience, and or donated gifts to raise money for for any special needs child.
That's awesome. Tell people how they can be involved.
Well, they can go to my website, which is kimmuirpowerskating.com, and there's a link to it and kind of like a bio behind it, the, you know, abstract or mission behind what our service is for, and 100% of the proceeds go to any of the children, not me, you know, and this isn't for Vinny. Vinny is well taken care of, you know, this is for any child. So please go to our website, and if you want to be a donor, you want to be a sponsor, it's, you know, follow the prompts, and it's pretty user-friendly.
Kim Muir, that's M-U-I-R, powerskating.com, and you can find all the information there. Jordan, I know this is something near and dear to your heart.
Yeah,
as well.
No, it's great. I mean, I told Kim, hey, like, let's try to blow this out of the park. If I can be of any help, you know, in the future, and where are we going to be 5 years down the road on this with your ideas? If, like I said, if I can help in any way, I'd love to be a part of it, help out the kids for sure.
For sure. And something like I was thinking about asking you about is maybe like, we'll see how the success of this is the next year or two, but maybe if we don't leave it exclusive just a hockey player, all use for maybe golf since make it a golf hockey fusion since It's kind of what we're involved with, you know. Mm-hmm.
I know a gentleman, maybe you've heard of his name. He's involved in some of the things we do here at the station. I know Freddie the Pizza Man has done a lot with autism.
Yes.
And he's a guy, just as we're having a conversation on air.
I was just thinking I should reach out to him.
Yeah. We'll exchange notes. I know Freddie with an eye a little bit.
Okay.
So yeah, he's done. And it's funny you mentioned the high school hockey rinks, because he's done a lot within the high school hockey rink, something that I'm involved with. And really drawing attention to hey, listen, there's a community out there.
Yeah.
Let's all help each other.
Right, right. And like Jordan has had my son here doing golf lessons, and there's a different way you teach him. But you know what? At the end of the day, he wants to try to learn how to play golf. He wants to get in a golf cart and be with his buddies, you know.
Good Everybody wants to drive the golf cart.
Yeah, yes, they do.
Everybody wants to drive the golf cart.
They all do.
I want to know how your golf game is this year.
You know, it started out really good until my camp started, and when you only get to golf once a week, you know, somehow it's falling apart.
It's always funny. Their season, right? Their golf season is just so weird. Like, oh, mine's going to start like July 25th. Oh, mine starts like in June 25th. Yeah. You just never know. And then it lasts for like 2 or 3 weeks. And then the winter's here.
Exactly. Exactly. Like I get really good about the end of September, and then it's
then you're
time to put them away.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, boy, especially those high school kids are going to be on the ice sooner than you know it too. That's the way it is. So it's a lot of fun. Tell us about some of the prizes and raffle items and stuff.
Oh my gosh, we've been blessed with like the whole Michigan State hockey team has signed a jersey. So we have signed jerseys from Michigan State, University of Michigan, USA. We have Anaheim Mighty Ducks. Well, the act from the movie, all my NHL players have signed that. So that's a big ticket. We're supposed to get all three Hughes sticks. So Quinn, Luke, and
We'll have to get Cole to sign something.
We could work on that. Yeah, we'll
They were going to stop by today, but I figured out we got Kim today. So.
I trumped them.
You stay at Orchard Lake and keep playing a few holes. We'll get you next time.
Right. I was able to get some things from the Masters. So there'll be some items from the Masters. I was able to get a Tiger Woods Buick Open, brand new vintage bags. Never been used with his name on it, but it's the engraving cursive, right?
Okay.
But I have a Freddie Couples signed autographed bag that he never used. So
that's awesome.
So pretty good high end, I think, auction items besides our raffle items.
Pretty cool.
Well, this is one of those win-win propositions. Can't skate, can't play for special needs children. It's the inaugural charity golf outing. It's this Friday. Not too far from here, Salem Hills Golf Club. Just to give you the particulars again, 9 a.m. shotgun, only $150 per person. It includes 18 holes of golf, lunch, dinner, drinks, prizes, and raffle items. And it's the win-win proposition when you can do something like this. It's a heck of a lot of fun for everybody involved, and you can also help people out. And that's what it's all about.
Amen. And it's Sunday.
That's exactly. Are you going to be golfing?
I'll be actually up north.
Oh,
so I kind of feel bad. Yeah, I'll be up at the Tournament of Champions.
Yeah, how could I? Yeah, of course you will.
Yeah.
You're a champion, so you got to be up there, right?
Well, I think I am still. I don't know. I got to double check my stats.
It never ends. Kim, this is such a great thing. Once again, for people out there, tell them your address, how they can be a part of this. And a lot of times, you know, somebody can't make it out there. Is there something they could do? Could they donate online, anything like that, at
the
website?
Absolutely, yes. Please go to KimurePowerSkating.com. When you pull up the website, it does have a link or right to the special needs link. And then right on there, you can be a donor, or to make donations or a sponsor or anything you want to do. Some people have said, some companies have said, if you want equipment, come to me directly. So
that's
it's
awesome.
Been fantastic. Mm-hmm. A lot of great people that have reached out.
Yeah, be a part of this. No doubt about it. Once again, can't skate, can't play for special needs children. It's the inaugural, hopefully the first of many. I think with the people that you know, hopefully we can all pitch in and help to make this the first of many.
And I think Jordan and I will do better at making sure he's around, and then maybe we'll do some.
Well, hey. Next thing you know, it'll be a WJR. It'll be a sponsor. It'll be live
well,
show.
There you go.
Are you guys listening? Yeah. Did you hear that? I hope you guys
heard
that.
We'll do it on a Sunday.
Yeah.
1 o'clock starts.
Can't think of a better cause. It's outstanding. Thanks for everything you do as well. And hopefully this is a wonderful event. And if we can help in any way, Like, you even want to come on and talk about it during the course of the week? I know a guy that hosts a sports show.
Yeah.
And if you want to connect, no problem. We can
absolutely
definitely connect.
No, thank you all for having me. Feel blessed to be here.
Oh, that's awesome. You. Kim Muir kindly joining us once again. Can't Skate, Can't Play for Special Needs Children, the inaugural charity golf outing this Friday, July 28th at Salem Hills. 9 a.m. shotgun, $150 per person, includes 18 holes of golf, lunch, dinner, drinks, prizes, and raffle items. And it's all for a great cause. You're listening once again to Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. So glad you could join us. It is Spin on Golf, 6:34 on a Sunday night.
You were up north, huh?
Yeah, I was
you
there.
Call that up north?
I was there.
Midland.
Can we get an official ruling on that? Would Midland be considered?
I don't think so.
We're up north. No. We're up north here.
I saw something the other day that if you're over the bridge, whatever you call the bridge, then you're up north.
Then you're up north.
I would say 212.
Yeah.
I think you got to be past West Branch.
Yeah.
It's like once you get past West Branch, then you're kind of north.
My cutoff personally was always 75-23 split. Like right around standard.
Not even close.
See, that's always my because when you split, you go up the middle of the state and then you know you go to 23 and you're to Lake Huron in like 15 minutes.
That's up north.
You know what my
that's what I always thought.
You know what my up north
cause
is?
Because you get the white pines right there. That's
I love
the white pines.
Aren't
when you
they
make
beautiful,
the
man?
You know what my up north is?
What's that?
Wawa.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wawa.
Yeah. I could see that.
Geraldton.
Yeah. That's way up there.
You should see how big the mosquitoes are there.
Yeah, but Midland, they put on, look, the folks from Dow put on such a great show. They really do. I got to see Marcelo golf, by the way.
How was that?
Is he listening?
Yes.
Is he
Go
listening?
Ahead, rip into him.
He said he was going to come by.
You know what? All right, so 18, you know, yeah.
Did he pull hook it in the water?
No, he put too much muscle into it, hit the back end, and ended up in the drink behind it.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. I watch Hobson. I kid you not. Hobson hit it about 3 feet short. I've never seen this before. Skipped off the water and within 10 foot of the cup. I kid you not.
Skipped off the water.
Yeah.
That's a par three contest on
the
Masters, right, Mike?
He skipped off the water, Jordan. I'm not making that up. His shot hit the water.
That's a shot?
Skipped off the water and went within 10 feet of the cup.
I see I'm sure you guys planned. Do that at the Masters.
Yeah, they do it at the Masters.
Not intentionally.
Yeah. So, but no, beautiful time up there. And obviously, we have winners, Mike Fay.
We do. What a battle coming down the stretch here. At 23 under, Cheyenne Knight and Elizabeth Zolkel from the USA take it home with a 65 in the final round.
From the USA.
That's right.
Someone from the United States won.
They've
both won before, too, right?
They have.
Cheyenne Knight has, yeah.
But they are battling out with Matilda Castro and Kelly Tan and made it happen.
Hey, is that Zolkel, Richard Zolkel's daughter?
I'm not sure. I don't think so. Spelled differently.
Oh, it is.
Balling it out. So it was a really, really good tournament. We hope you guys got out to watch the ladies play at the Dow. That was awesome.
You know, we're on a plane coming back here, and Jerry Foltz is on the plane with us from the LIV event. And he goes, I'm like, Jerry, where are you going? Detroit. I'm like, Detroit? What the heck are you going to Detroit? Midland event, my favorite event of the year.
It's awesome.
I love the town. It's Norman Rockwell Central.
It is.
I can move there. No problem tomorrow. I'm like, yeah, it is a pretty cool town. You really think about it. It's a cool place.
Well, the ladies,
golf course,
the ladies love it.
Yeah, well,
they love going.
I mean, how can you not cool. like Midland?
Yeah, it's fun.
And they've got a pretty serious event next week too.
Yeah, it's the Evian.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, so a lot of them, you know, are getting ready for that. Brooke Henderson's the defending champion there, so
missed cut.
Be good.
Her and Lexi.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they missed the cut.
They missed the cut this week. I think they were They didn't have.
They
all
needed
their
to quick get the early
something.
Early flight so, over to the other pond.
Maybe.
Agent Orange, there is that what they're doing?
They might have.
How do they miss the cut?
How do you miss a cut? Those two players. Was,
come on,
that's like not JT even, shooting 82.
It's not
come
even
on.
A fair team.
Yes.
That's all you got. Yes.
You know what? Whoever your boy was, I forgot who you said it was. But the comment, it's Norman Rockwell. It is. It blows my mind. What a nice town Midland is.
CH Hotel.
Oh, nice. My goodness gracious.
I mean, the whole place is nice.
It's just yeah. a wonderful little downtown area. And as you said, the ladies seem to love it up there.
They love it. Sir. One of their favorite events, if not the favorite now.
Tell us about the U.S. Girls Junior.
Yes. Tour. Last night I had the pleasure of sitting down and watching this, and we hope that you guys did too. The U.S. Girls Junior Championship was going on from Colorado last night, the championship match here, and we have a new champion. Her name is Kiera Romano, and she is from California, San Jose.
Another American.
What an absolute battle that match was. It only one up and then even and one up and then even, and I don't know if I saw a bad shot.
Really? No kidding.
Awesome. There were such good shots being hit coming down the stretch. And
where'd
she
they
made
play, Mikey?
7-footer to win.
Where'd they play?
In Colorado at Air Force course. Their
right.
Air Force Academy at the Eisenhower Golf Club. There's a couple different golf courses there. I was talking to a friend that used to live there, and it's pretty awesome there. So
pretty cool photo, Kiera Romero sitting in the cockpit of a jet.
Yes,
holding the trophy.
Holding
not bad.
The trophy.
Holding the trophy.
Now you gotta realize, like you know, Kiera is 17, and you know these. These are girls, 17, 16 years old. The golf course played 6,400 yards, and I'm telling you, they were pounding it off the tee. We had some 290-yard jives I saw last night, and jeez, it's amazing.
Pete. You know what? And don't let anybody kid you that, yeah, it's elevation, but still.
You
got to hit it to hit it.
Yeah, you still got to hit it.
You got to hit it. I mean, someone said to me, oh, the girls are playing up in the mountains. I mean, it's going to go forever. I'm like, goes forever for everybody. It didn't go forever for me when I was there.
Do you guys think that the girls proportionally hit it further like the guys hit it further in the last 10 years? Like, do you think
percentage-wise? No.
Do you think the guys have because they're way stretched out compared to the girls. So do you think the girls have hit it further?
Percentage-wise?
Just against themselves? Just against themselves.
Yes.
Cuz we know the boys and we know the college kids.
They
know the juniors
farther.
Are all hitting it way farther?
Yeah.
Are the girls?
Not on the scale of percentage of increase that the men have.
Okay, so if the guys are hitting it 8% further, the girls might be hitting it 3% further.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you guys attribute that to?
I just think raw speed, strength.
Yeah.
Speed and strength.
Well, strength number one, and then I think.
A period.
No, here's the key, right? Everybody comes in and talks to us for lessons, and they're like, how come, and you know, it might be an older gentleman, it might be a woman, might be a junior, might be a girl, whoever. Why do I hit my 8-iron the same distance as my 7-iron? Well, they probably hit it the same distance because your club head speed's about the same. And I mean, you just don't have enough power.
Mm-hmm.
So if I asked a general, you know, student said, well, I hit my 8-iron 150 yards. Okay. So what do you hit your 7-iron? Oh, I must hit it like 165 yards. Well, the gaps aren't 15 yards. They might be like 5 yards.
Yeah.
So if you only hit it 100 yards, well, you're not going to hit it 20 yards further. You're going to hit it 4 yards further.
Yeah.
3 yards further, 5 yards further. So it's all about speed. So I would say that's my answer.
Sean, listen to the exemptions that Kiera just received for winning the U.S. girls. She gets the gold medal, she gets to have the Vlaire Trophy for 1 year. She gets exemption in the 2024 U.S. Women's Open in Lancaster Country Club, Pennsylvania. Exemption in the 2023 U.S. Women's Amateur at Bel Air in Los Angeles. And the 2024 U.S. Women's Amateur at Southern Hills. She gets exemption into all future U.S. girls events if she's eligible, and an invitation to the 2024 Augusta National Women's Amateur.
17 years old.
17
Good
years old
for her.
Yeah, and it looks like she is. Let me check.
Here. Boy, she looks she long.
It. She hits it a mile. She yeah, she hits it a mile. She is going to be an incoming freshman at the University of Oregon.
Hmm? No
duck.
Kidding.
A duck.
Good for her.
She's going to be a duck.
Congratulations. What did I hear? Your daughter almost had a hole in one?
She
is that
did.
What I heard you say?
That was fun.
I was listening. I pretended like I wasn't listening because I wanted to give you a proud dad moment. So.
We are proud dad.
All right. Tell
she
me
played
about
pretty,
it.
She played pretty good. I was caddying, and I got to watch the GAM Women's Championship. And Rachel's one of the youngest competitors in there, and she held her own. Came in tied 34th out of 78. And playing against a bunch of women who play college golf. And that was a lot of fun.
That's awesome.
It was very cool.
What did she almost hole?
14 at Washington.
Okay. That's yep. awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good stuff.
Final segment of the show coming up on a Sunday. The POW in person, by the way. Well, he's not the POW. He'll tell you who the POW is
you're gonna hear,
in person.
You're going to hear.
How's that?
Yeah, you're going to hear who it is.
Yes.
Live.
Live. In person. We're not going to give it to you like last week. That grumbling can only mean one thing. It's almost the POW.
Well, what did I say? Did he bleep that out?
Here. 760 WJR. See, Jeff Marcel, his ears were burning. He heard us talking about his shot on 18 up at the Dow, and magically he appeared. And then you had gifts for him.
You
see, you're a nice human.
I told you he was coming.
I had no idea.
Sean, don't say that too loud.
Don't spread that rumor. Okay,
don't.
I won't. Not true.
Nope.
Fake news.
Yes, thank you.
No doubt. All right. What else are you looking at, Mike? I'm just looking over.
Yeah, live update of the Barracuda Championship. Patrick Rogers right now through 12 holes has the lead at plus
Patrick
41.
Rogers, there's a name.
Yeah, he has a four-shot lead right now.
All right.
There you go.
Four-shot lead.
Four-point lead. Yes.
Careful there.
BC, I asked these guys, you weren't here the week I asked these guys. I don't remember the weeks run together. Where would you put the Open in terms of like
number one?
Yeah. Even more so than Augusta.
Do you know how I feel about Augusta?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an invitation.
I mentioned it.
It's number one. It's the Open Championship.
Yeah. I put it two. Did I put it two? I think I put it two.
Yeah. I think you did. Yeah. I think
I put it behind the U.S. Open.
Well, the thing that started in what, 1862? 1865? I don't know. You better look that one up. Fact check me, Mike. Thanks.
All right.
Fact check. That's the Open Championship. That's the tournament to win. My dad was from Glasgow, Scotland, so I was always taught that's the tournament. That's the big tournament. That's the one to win. So that's kind of my background on it.
Yeah. No, it's tremendous. And, again, I think the number that jumps out to me, 58 at 59 from putts within 10? It just, come on, that's absolutely insane. 58
How do you win,
to 59.
Mike? How do you win? You know what? He didn't want to give that one away, did he? He didn't say, you can take this one.
Who wants to win?
He wanted to win.
Yes, he did.
He did.
You were right. It was close. 1881 to 1860. So, yes. 1860 was the Open Championship.
Yep.
Versus 1881.
Jeez, yep. Pete. Originally held at Prestwick.
How about Jason Day? T2.
Yes.
Welcome back. Happy for him.
Cold weather. Not exactly good for a guy with ailing. Yeah. Fine. Guy's good.
Straka won last week and he comes second this week. Kind of a cool story. Fowler, T23. Spieth, T23.
Still good weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good weeks at a major.
Stewart Cink at 50. Finished T23.
God, that guy's on the Champions Tour.
And I'll tell you what, I don't know how much you caught of the later portion of this today. That weather
got nasty.
Got nasty.
Ceiling.
What was Fleetwood wearing today? He started the day, it looked like he had a fluffed vest on. I'm like, that ain't going to last very long.
I mean,
I had to have been waterproof, but it looked like it had like a little pattern on it. And I'm thinking, that's not going to work. And then Rory had his collar all jacked up. Like it was turned like this for the first eight holes on his jacket.
Rory's a mess.
We have, well, we have some people we haven't seen in a long time. Tied 13th with Henrik Stenson.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? And, I see him every week.
Not in the major.
he'll be playing a lot of British Opens going forward.
Yes, Opens, he will.
Because he's a past champion.
That's right. And Harrington coming in tied 64. Mm,
Petty.
He got to tie himself with Brooks Koepka.
Yeah. Mm. That's okay.
And Scheffler had a terrible week.
Yeah.
Oh, terrible. My gosh.
I mean, he finished 20 seconds.
Unbelievable.
No, terrible.
What did he shoot today? 66? I mean, basically.
67, yep.
First out.
In keeping with the tradition, we have to mention the ATM machine takes home $121,500.
Oh, it's like last place check and lift.
For finish.
It's probably his worst finish of the year. 20 seconds. Yeah,
there's 120 grand.
In the majors.
For finishing tied T23, he $121,500.
That doesn't cover my expenses.
Cam Young didn't make many putts today, but I thought if a couple of those go in, it would have put something like, I don't know. I just saw a lot like little lip outs from 20 feet, 30 feet, run right by the hole. It was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I was cheering for
him. And I did that yesterday, too, I think.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Scottish Open champion Robert McIntyre. We were talking all about him last week.
Scottish Open champ. Runner-up.
Runner up.
Excuse me. Runner up.
The other idiot.
Tied 71. He made the cut. So
he made it on the number.
Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Good stuff. All right. Before we get out of here, who do you got for us?
You know, it really is disparaging. And I remember Peter Jacobson saying this on the 18th green at Oakland Hills in, I believe it was 85, the TC Chin incident. Never cheer against the golfer. It's in really poor taste. So they were basically cheering against the lefty this week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they wanted Fleetwood to win. I get it. Okay, golf, fine and dandy. You know what? But don't boo a golfer because he's playing great golf or hiss him or this. I mean, I'd say that's typical of people in England. That's all I got to say because I saw it last week. But, you know, and then the oil people. I mean, come on. You know, get off it. You know, it's not the right place and the right time to protest oil people. Get off the freaking golf
course.
Good
point there. That was ridiculous.
I mean, come on. I set off a smoke bomb.
Confetti and
smoke. I can't even say this without swearing. I can't go here. I got nothing to say.
That's a good one, BC.
I can't. I mean, give me a break.
Rieger, who's back at the station? Fissler? Fissler, keep that finger. You better have that finger ready, okay?
I saw it the other day and I almost puked.
I mean, give me a break, you freaking whack jobs. You know, get off the golf course. It's sacred ground, right, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Sacred.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that's all I can say. Punk out.
Punk out.
He's got to punk out.
Jeez. Get off the golf course.
What lefty shoot? 77, 74? Was that what it was? Now I got to look it
Phil?
Up.
Gosh,
who, Phil?
Yeah. Was it 77, the 74? The other lefty. Yeah. I was just looking at that.
He was 78 the first day. Or no, 77. I think he was 6 over the first day.
Yeah. Where's he at, BC?
How about Taylor Gooch?
77,
7 over. Miscut.
Yeah, Gooch.
Where's Phil at? You see him.
I think it's a lot of self-imposed pressure. I mean, he's kind of the face of Liv.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think, and I think, you know, not to say that James is kind of there. James is kind of putting a lot of pressure on himself. And so these guys going out and just playing golf and do what Phil does. I mean, Phil, I said, Phil, why don't you do what you do? Just do everything goofy, you know,
yeah.
Just radical. You're always radical, always this. And I think he feels a lot of pressure because he is the face of Liv.
All right, that'll do it for us. Jason Fissler back at the station. Thank you very much, Dave Rieger out here. Of course, the boys, BC, Mike Fay, Jordan Young, appreciate you guys as always. Make sure, I want to remind everybody very quickly, Kim Muir, Can't Skate, Can't Play for Special Needs Children inaugural charity golf outing this Friday at Salem Hills. We'll talk to you again next week here on Spin on Golf. Have yourself a fantastic week.